I'm David Brancaccio in New York. A new report on Social Security and Medicare finds those systems are now paying out more than they brought in, forcing it to dip into its $3 trillion pool of reserves for Social Security. And it's the first dip into those reserves since 1982, and it's happened several years earlier than expected. Overall, this suggests that taxes to fund the system for retired or disabled Americans either have to go up or benefits have to eventually be cut. Now to that word, eventually. Lawrence Kotlikoff is an economics professor at Boston University who's deeply concerned about the Social Security system. He says it is magical thinking when trustees use an accounting system that chooses to ignore what happens beyond 75 years from now. You might say 75 years from now. That's like a Star Trek star date, but there are kids alive today who will need the system beyond that time horizon. And Kotlikoff told me today to look toward the end of this trustee's report in a low-key appendix to the document. That's where what he sees as the real accounting is acknowledged. Dr. Kotlikoff, good morning.
Good morning, David.
So where did they go wrong here? I mean, we knew the American population was aging, yet their calculation was off here. You notice that there is an acknowledgement that there's a different way to calculate this, where it doesn't cut off at 75 years from now. And when you see that, what is the suggestion to you?
That we're in a far worse shape than the news reports are stating, than the beginning of the document is advertising, that the trustees are not doing their work. They're hiding in this document, way in the appendix, the truth about that the system is in far worse shape than they are talking about at the beginning of their document. The trustees are saying that in 2034, the trust fund will run out of money, and at that point, we need a 21% immediate cut in and permanent cut in all the benefits being paid by Social Security, including disability benefits. But if you look at that table 6F1, it's saying something very different. It's saying we need a 24% cut, not starting in 2034, but starting today.
Now, the Treasury Secretary, Steven Mnuchin, he says that the Republican-led tax cuts and economic growth is going to help this situation, if not fix this situation. What do you think about that?
Well, I think it will help somewhat, but you have to realize that the benefits are also connected to the growth. So if there's more wage growth, there's going to be higher benefits as well. Now, what the trustees report is saying is that despite the tax reform, that's no salvation, that the system is in just horrendous shape. The system ran a $1 trillion deficit last year. It's unfunded liability, it's shortfall. So Mnuchin could use a little lesson in my classroom in front of a whiteboard. I'd love to have him there for about an hour, just tie him down and make him actually learn some economics.
Boston University econ professor Lawrence Kotlikoff. Professor, thanks.
Anytime, David.